Now, as you know, we spoke with Paddy Casey of the group of shareholders of Kerry Co-op, who intend compelling its board to hold an emergency vote, which could affect plans for a joint venture with Kerry Group. The venture involves, of course, Kerry Co-op, which is the largest shareholder in Kerry Group, buying back the PLC's milk processing facilities for dairy farmers. Co-op shareholders want to vote on a share redemption scheme, which, if passed, could leave the Kerry Co-op board with just €100 million to finance such a deal with Kerry Group. Under the plan put forward by some shareholders, most of the co-op's €2.2 billion in share capital would be ring-fenced and could not be used to finance the joint venture. Spokesperson for the shareholders says the majority of shareholders with voting rights support such a vote, and that a sufficient number of these shareholder signatures, as well as necessary documentation, will be presented to the board of Kerry Co-op on Friday. We were talking with Paddy Casey in relation to this. Now, in June, the co-op had intended putting a resolution around the share redemption scheme regarding the conversion rate of co-op shares to its shareholders at its AGM, but pulled it after receiving legal advice. With me in our studio here in Killarney to talk about this from the co-op's point of view is Kerry Co-op Chairman Dennis Carroll. Dennis, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry, and thanks for having me.
Now, can you just give your response, I suppose, to the intention of this group of shareholders to provide the documentation, provide the required signatures, and perhaps maybe force this emergency meeting upon you?
Well, certainly, I, as chairman of Kerry Co-op and the board of Kerry Co-op, we have to be guided by our rule book. And certainly, there's a provision within our rule book. If 20% of the shareholders representing 20% of the shares present a proposal for a resolution to be put in SGM, that we are obliged to carry out their wishes.
So that's what will happen.
There will be no issue there. We're not going to hide behind procedure, but people need to be very clear. It's 20% of the shareholders, which will be approximately 2,400 signatures, representing 20% of the shareholding, which is a very large challenge for those people to deliver. But if it's delivered, I can assure the shareholders of Kerry Co-op, I will adhere to the rules of Kerry Co-op, and I'm obliged to do that, Chairman, as Chairman of Kerry Co-op. But I think we need to get our heads, take a step back here and try to get our heads around where we're at and how we've got here. I suppose the first thing people need to understand is Kerry Co-op doesn't process 1 litre of milk. In 1986, all the facilities which had been developed in the previous 10 to 15 years within Kerry Co-op were moved into Kerry Group, and a shareholding was created with which Kerry Co-op was minding those shares, and that's effectively what it is.
Yeah.
We've come on a really successful journey in the intervening years, and now we're at a very important juncture in our history, because time waits for no man, Jerry, and what has happened is in 86 the milk suppliers were right in the middle of Kerry Co-op, and they had the shareholding, so they were linked right into the production facilities. But we moved on almost 40 years and that is no longer the case. So Kerry Co-op needs to stand back, reflect on where it is, and there are serious strategic decisions which need to be made. And certainly in the midst of that, because of where we've landed, there are serious concerns out on the ground regarding the people, the shareholding within Kerry Co-op. Well, I can assure the shareholders of Kerry Co-op that the board understand it's the shareholders who own Kerry Co-op, and we are given the job through an electoral structure within Kerry Co-op to run that shareholding, and that's what we will do.
Okay.
We will do it in a responsible manner, and we need to be given time to deal with the issues which have arrived.
Sure.
But they didn't arrive today or yesterday. This is a journey.
Sure.
And it's been going on for
a couple of years.
We need to reflect on
what's this. Your response then to this move in terms of what it might reflect on behalf of an undefined number of shareholders who feel this is the wrong road. This is not what they want their money to be used to do, to buy the dairy side of things and get back into this side of the business with the amount of money. And another section perhaps maybe of people who just want access to their money.
Yes.
They want the redemption scheme and they want to be able to walk
absolutely.
Away.
Absolutely. And that is foremost in our mind, that those people who own Kerry Co-op, the shareholders of Kerry Co-op, are entitled to access their funds. And there is a redemption scheme in place at the moment, which is a very successful scheme. And I can assure the shareholders of Kerry Co-op that scheme will be there. and it's ran twice a year. It's actually the second one on the my chairmanship is being ran as we speak. As regarding this notion that's out there that we're going to use the shareholding to fund the joint venture, I'm not quite sure where that has come from, because certainly that is not the position of the board. The board we're not in talks at the moment, and I'm very disappointed that has been put out in the media. Since I became chairman, we have not engaged in talks with Kerry Group in regards to the joint venture.
Okay.
But yes, Gerry, it is no secret that I, once this idea was mooted to us almost 3 years ago now, I certainly am very excited about it, and I see the potential in it. And the irony of it is, I actually see the potential in the joint venture if we do it properly, the opportunity for us as a board to actually resolve all the underlying issues within Kerry Co-op. And that is what I am asking the shareholders to give us time to come up with a plan, to a coherent plan that will resolve these issues. Because people need to understand, as chairman of Kerry Co-op and we as a board, we're answerable to all our shareholders, not to just
A's, B's, and C's.
All. There's over 12,000 in there, and we need to treat them all equally.
Okay, with that in mind, Dennis, in June, the co-op had intended putting the resolution on the share option scheme regarding the conversion rates, but pulled it after receiving legal advice.
Yes.
What was that legal advice?
The legal advice was that a board, the board is elected to run the co-op, and it should be very slow leaving those powers, leaving them out to an SGM. Mm. The second issue is, and I think this has not been fully understood, at an SGM, it's just there's three types of shareholders in Kerry Co-op, and there's just A's and B's have the right to vote.
Yeah.
And if you move that power to an SGM, you're actually excluding it from the C's.
Okay.
But when we as a board make a decision, any decision whatsoever, we are answerable to all shareholders.
And an SGM is A's and B's only.
Absolutely.
You're discriminating against the C's.
That is correct.
Well, look, the group of shareholders concerned with the co-op, they want, you know, they're saying the co-op funds would be substantially reduced to pay for the deal, while shareholders with no interest in milk processing would be worried as well about the value of, you know, their value in the co-op reduced as well.
I'm not sure where that's coming from, because we don't know what we're going to have to pay for this. This
600
really
million is one of the figures that's out there.
That was the last time. We're in a different world today than we were. Even I'm not chairman 12 months and how the world has changed.
Yeah.
So people are jumping the gun here. But I certainly understand the concerns of the exposure that Kerry Co-op shareholding is at the moment. And we, as a board, have to deal with that. The 5x9 approach and putting the redemption scheme into the rule, we weren't advised that's the way to go. But there are other options.
Okay.
And we are just about to consider those now. And that's why I'm disappointed that this has been
brought back on the table. Would you like the shareholder group to hold off tomorrow?
I'm not going to tell anybody.
I am absolutely.
But if I repeat what I said, if this group have a legitimate resolution and within the rules that Kerry Co-op presented to Kerry
Co-op, go ahead and there'll be a special general meeting.
Absolutely.
You've received new legal advice, I understand.
That's correct.
The board.
Yes. And I'm not in a position to discuss that, because I cannot preempt what the board are going to do. And that's what's disappointing, that things have passed themselves out here. But I just want to reassure people that their shareholding is safe, that we need to come back with a plan. And the fundamental message I want to give shareholders is, when we develop that plan, we will bring it back to the shareholders for their approval. Because without shareholders' approval, we're going nowhere, Gerry.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
certainly that is the position of the board.
Will you be discussing that legal advice next week at your meeting?
Yes, that's correct.
And will you be perhaps maybe then giving an indication as to the direction you're going?
We will decide, but I'm not going to preempt the board. But Kerry Co-op will not be doing its business in public, Gerry, with respect.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that is not how you do your business.
Yeah.
And I think the people, the shareholders, need to respect that. And I'm just after being re-elected chairman, and there's two structures within Kerry Co-op. There's an advisory committee and there's the board. I'm on that advisory 27 years, and last Thursday night, that group of shareholders, 150 of them, voted, and I'm very honoured to be re-elected to that.
Mm.
I've spoken to 160, 170 people in the last month. This is not as big an issue on the ground as people are letting us on. Four people out of 170 specifically raised this issue. There's a lot of other issues, and there's genuine concern out there on the ground by shareholders as regarding their shareholding. And we're hearing that, and we're going to respect it. And as a board, we're going to be responsible. But we're responsible to all our shareholders,
okay.
Jerry.
Finally, on the wider context, you said no talks are taking place. Yes. Would it be your intention, following what decisions are made, following the new legal advice, to start down that road again, to get talking to Kerry Group?
Yes, it is no secret again that would be my intention as chairman, and I believe the intention of the board, to have another look at this. Because I actually believe that the joint venture offers us the opportunity to resolve all the issues. We need to come up with a comprehensive plan for Kerry Co-op. And if we cannot agree a deal regarding the joint venture, we still need to come up with a plan to ensure
for
that
the
shareholding of Kerry Co-op is safe.
Protected. Okay, Dennis, listen, thanks very much for coming in and talking to us about that this morning and giving us your take on where things stand at the moment. We'll await developments on that both tomorrow and next week at that meeting. That's Dennis Carroll there, Chair of Kerry Co-op.